Years ago, towards the end of the 20th century, there was a theory around that the suit was going to disappear, that it was a curious vestige of another age. It was an overt statement of an outdated masculinity, and it was going to be completely superseded, not just by new intelligent fabrics and manufacturing processes, but by a new androgyny, a new way of being for men. Well, that didn't happen. Yet, there is a genderlessness creeping into clothing that designers are sending down the runway. And if that's the case, will we see it seeping into what people are wearing on the street? Is it happening already? Dr. Nadia Buick is our regular fashion correspondent. What are we seeing in fashion at the high end right now?
Well, I think what we're seeing across sort of the last few international fashion weeks, there has been this discussion going on about genderless clothing, because we have seen in a lot of major collections, designers like Gucci, for instance, at the beginning of the year got a lot of coverage for a new collection which had men and women on the runway in fairly androgynous sort of gender-bending looks. So this is something that has been taking up attention for the last few seasons.
Was it seen as a political statement when that happened?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think that the high end of fashion is somewhere where we often see quite experimental looks. I mean, as you say, it's always a matter of whether this then kind of ends up on the high street. But it was a time of transition for the brand. They had a new head designer coming in, and often what happens in that case is you get a bit of a shake up. And so this was an opportunity for a new designer to come in and do something different while at the same time playing within the constraints of a heritage brand like Gucci. So you saw a lot of the kind of signature floral prints and things like that that Gucci has been associated with, but worn by men as something quite different and quite feminine.
And what form do the clothing take? Describe some of them for us.
Well, with Gucci, if you look at the images from them, that recent collection, you'll see that there's a lot of models who are quite androgynous. You can't immediately tell whether you're looking at a man or a woman. They're styled in quite similar ways. Their hair and makeup is quite similar. Men and women both with long hair and makeup on. They're both wearing colours that we might associate with, say, femininity, like pink, again with floral prints. There's frilly collars, things like that. So it's really recalling perhaps looks from the 1970s where gender bending was happening a bit in fashion, but even earlier instances like the 17th century where men's and women's fashion was much more decadent and more similar. But then I suppose at the other end of the spectrum, you've got sort of streetwear brands like J.W. Anderson, Jeremy Scott, another brand called Hood by Air, which is really playing with this sort of other end of the blending of athletic wear and fashion, where gender codes, again, aren't quite so clear because you've got looser silhouettes, neutral colours, things that both men and women could wear.
This will pose a challenge for the retail sector. How are they likely to respond to, well, a potential rise in genderless clothing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all well and good to have these collections, but you know, what section do you go to in the department store when you're going to buy your clothes? We're very used to having a men's floor and a women's floor and those things being very separate, but there has been a bit of a move on this as well. Selfridge's department store in London about 6 months ago opened a concept store within their space called Agender, which was specifically designed to have no gender distinctions within the retail floor. Everything that was stocked there was designed to be worn by men or women, with no kind of labelling to indicate who it was supposed to be for. So that's a kind of interesting example of just really breaking down those boundaries in the retail sector.
So usually when we see something happening in fashion, it's picking up on a broader trend or even reacting against one. It's a counter movement. What do you think is driving the emergence perhaps of genderless clothing?
I think that's a really interesting point, and that's something that, you know, discussing sort of unisex fashion in the past, that's something that's come up in the analysis of that around the 60s and the 70s, where there was sort of great social change. And I suppose something that we could think about now that could be influencing this is, you know, the rise of the discussion around, say, like transgender identity within the mainstream media. So, you know, for instance, a figure like Caitlyn Jenner being on mainstream television in the United States is bringing that discussion really front and centre. And fashion has a way of picking up on these things and playing with them and kind of filtering them through.
Do you think, though, that generally the clothes that people wear on the street are more conservative and more gendered than they have been in the past? When I look back at pictures of, for example, what Jimi Hendrix used to wear, my God, you know, he would wear floral shirts and scarves and jewellery and rings and belts and furry things and high heels. I know he was pretty out there for his time, but I can't imagine a equivalent rock figure really doing that now, or am I wrong?
Well, I think the performing arts, you know, music, fashion, film, these are kind of territories where we are slightly more accustomed to more experimentation in terms of personal aesthetics. I mean, you could think of someone even perhaps like Russell Brand, for instance, who has long hair, who wears jewellery, someone like Johnny Depp even. You know, I think we're fairly used to seeing these people maybe be a bit more experimental than the person on the street would be. So I don't think that that's necessarily different, but I know what you're saying. I do think that the version that we're seeing at the moment, with the exception of something like Gucci, which was very decorative, I think the example that we're seeing at the moment of this sort of genderless dressing is much more casual and is much more geared towards things like sportswear and the whole kind of normcore aesthetic, which is, you know, kind of just jeans and a t-shirt, no visible brands. So with someone like Jimi Hendrix, it was very opulent, whereas what we're seeing now is something much more pared back, much more minimalist, and that's the kind of version of genderless attire that we're currently seeing.
Well, I suppose for ages women have always adopted men's fashion, and they've worn their boyfriend's T-shirts, or the boyfriend jean came about from exactly this kind of thing. But are we really seeing it going the other way? I mean, androgyny is one thing, but cross-dressing, like with, I guess, skirts for men? I mean, is there much evidence that this line is blurring?
Well, this is something that I always think about with, you know, discussions around androgyny. When we're talking about it, what we're talking about is women wearing men's clothes. And that's fairly acceptable, isn't it? You know, the things like the boyfriend jean that you just mentioned. I mean, you only need to think about Annie Hall, for instance, or, you know, Yves Saint Laurent with his tuxedo for women in the 1970s. This is something that we're very, very accustomed to. But I always wonder why, you know, androgyny doesn't mean men wearing women's clothes. And it's something that we have seen in the sort of high fashion collections of certain designers, particularly someone like Jean-Paul Gaultier is renowned for this. He's been having men in skirts since the 80s and the 90s, and anyone who went to the exhibition at the NGV would have seen examples of that. But I still think, with those few exceptions to the side, it is much more women wearing men's clothes than the other way around. I wish we would see more of that. I personally subscribe to the idea that dresses and skirts are the most functional pieces of clothing, so I think men should be wearing them rather than the other way around. But we'll wait and see what happens. I certainly hope that that's the case. And there are some designers certainly pushing that.
Thank you, Nadia, for unravelling yet another of fashion's mysteries for us.
My great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Dr. Nadia Buick. She is a fashion curator, and you can see some of her work on the website, The Fashion Archives. We'll put a link to it on the list's homepage. I'm Cassie McCullough. See you next week.